Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
The reason that I'm sitting here today, the reason that I'm a sportscaster, do highlights on Channel 10 here in San Diego, is because I grew up watching guys like our next guest. Joining us right now on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, Kenny Mayne is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Kenny, it is great to have you on here in San Diego. Good morning to you.
How are you doing? I was just out there in Del Mar, San Diego, Del Mar area. About
terrible place, isn't it? Just awful.
Yeah. Well, my daughter graduated from college in Boulder, Colorado, and they didn't have much of a graduation. You know, they kind of had the something of a Zoom thing. So do we want to come out to Colorado to not have a graduation or go somewhere fun? So we celebrated afterward. Out in Del Mar for
genius.
Days. It was great.
Genius.
Did you get some golf in while you were out here or what?
Not that time. I have played more than I usually do lately, and I don't seem to be any better, but it's fun being outdoors. So I'm taking that part of it.
You feel like you have a little time on your hands. The golf game is just going to come into great focus.
It doesn't work
that way for some reason. I don't know why, Kenny.
No, I'm just very average. I played with a guy in Seattle who shot a 64.
Come on.
He's better at it than we are. He's a club pro at what's it called, Wing Point, if you ever get out that way. You have to join, though. 64 is he's like a real pro. Every shot went 300 yards. Every second shot was on the green. It's like shooting baskets with Steph Curry, you know?
Yeah.
We're playing different games.
I shot an 83 over the week on Father's Day, and it's my best round by far. And I was like floating on a cloud all day. There was nothing that could bring, not even my kids on Father's Day, could bring me down.
I can bring you down.
Not you.
You were not hitting from where the pros hit, so 12 or 15. That's what I shot, I think it was 85 earlier in the spring, and I felt the same way, like, oh my God, I just, 10 more strokes, I'm on the tour.
You know, I
was playing not a big time, you know, a decent regular 18 holes.
Decent
like
course.
Muni, decent course, but not like the one I was playing in Seattle, where this guy shot a 64, and also I was hitting from whatever, you know, not the second furthest back, but they're another 30, 40, sometimes 80.
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole different game.
Different.
Well,
level.
Yeah, Woods and I spent most of last week at Torrey Pines for the U.S. Open. And, I mean, you like, where are the pros teeing from? I mean, you like, I'm going to the back tee box, and then you look, oh, there's another one 70 yards behind here where they're putting the pros to tee off. It's ridiculous.
Sadly, I qualify to go to the one up front closer, like but I'm not using it. Wherever Buttigieg says we're playing from, that's where we're playing from. So,
Kenny Mayne is with us here on Ben and Woods. So I said that I'm a sportscaster. I loved, you know, inspired watching sports centers growing up. How did you end up kind of going that direction? Obviously, a lot of people know the story, you know, played college football, UNLV, backup quarterback. But when did you think, okay, this is the route that I can take with my career?
Well, that wasn't my plan because, like, when I was in UNLV, I took broadcasting and a lot of political science and English and, you know, everything directed towards something toward that field, not knowing precisely what it would be, but it wasn't meant to be sports. I played football, you know, pretty much all my life. And I think there was something in me I always had an interest, for one, because of the way, you know, my parents were, like, what mattered, you know, political things and knowing our history and world events. So I was directed toward that. Like, I wanted, if I could have predicted or hoped for something, I'd be doing, like, documentaries for PBS Frontline or something by now, right? But back at my little station in Seattle, they didn't have a weekend show. It was Monday through Friday. We always said, if there's news on the weekends, it's news to us. That was our motto. Internal joke. But they added the weekends. We're a little independent station. We're the station that had MASH and showed the Mariners. They had a Mariner contract for a while, and, you know, some sports, but mostly like old movies and whatnot, right?
Yeah.
And they had this 10 o'clock news. And so when they added the weekends, the guy's like, well, you played football, you're doing sports. You know, it was just kind of like, we want you to do, we're assigning, and I suddenly started doing sports. And there I went. So I didn't intend for it to happen, but I'm glad it did, I guess.
Well, so that's the start, and then the and it's certainly not the end for you. I know you have a lot of things that you're working on as well, Kenny. But it's so rare, and especially in our business, the radio business, that you know you're a great example of knowing your worth. I mean, and I tweeted the minute that news came out. How in God's name do you let Kenny Mayne walk out the front door in Bristol? It just doesn't make any sense. You give him what he wants. That's just a no-brainer to me. And I think so many other people, Kenny, but you did get a chance to kind of say goodbye, which, again, is it's very rare in radio, and I know it happens a little more in TV. Were you emotional, you know, your last few shows?
Radio, they take you out in handcuffs.
They really do. Yeah, they do. It's not a joke. They walk you to the door with a box.
I've seen others at ESPN through the years that were kind of let out by security, not because they're in trouble, just, I don't know why they do that, actually. It's a really dumb policy. Like, did they think the guy should take a bat and destroy all the file tapes or something? I don't know. It's protocol, maybe. I have no idea. But when we decided, it was like, I can remember the day, because it wasn't that long ago, May 10th, it was a Monday, and I had the call with the boss where it was determined, okay, you know, I'm rejecting their offer, and they didn't have any other backups, and there was no talk. It was just, you don't want this one? Okay, let's work toward the departure, right?
Amazing.
And that was fine. That was their choice and my choice, and it was all good. And he had asked, do you want to do the rest of your shows? And I was like, well, I'm on the schedule. You know, that's all I said. Like, I'm not taking myself off. You take me off. It's your company, not mine. But I'm not going to be the one to say I want out because I'm on the schedule. And I'd just be screwing over my friends anyway, right? Like, John Anderson would have five more days or something, right? Like,
yeah.
Not like they have 25 people, like, you know, standing by. So I did. That was weird because I knew I was out and everybody else knew. Yet I hear I am doing Marlins Cubs at, you know, 1:30 in the morning. It's kind of surreal. And then the last show, I appreciate they let me do mostly how I wanted to do it. I really wanted to do all those guests live. Like, have Aaron Rodgers live, and then, hey, Aaron, hold on. We got the Padres highlight coming at you here, and then come back to him. You know, that would have been a far funnier execution of it. But instead, we taped them, I forget what time, not that far ahead, like 9 o'clock, we were on at 11 or something. I think we came on late. There's a game that ran long. So we were laughing, like, what if my last show just gets killed? What if it's a 23-inning game? But I was really happy. I asked 5 people, and they all said yes. And the list would be 105 people or 200. You know, there's a whole bunch of people would have been cool to have. But I went mostly to my Seattle people and Aaron Rodgers for news value and Fred McGriff, because that was an old running joke I did for 27 years, essentially. The old Tom Emanski defensive drills video, video. For a long time, young people didn't know what we're talking about, and I don't care because it's a good joke for the old people. But way back when, ESPN had, you know, just like all new companies, just trying to stay in the market, right? Like, beer saved them for a while, and I think it was a Budweiser made a big buy that kind of kept the company going, and Tom Emanski training video was on repeatedly. So it was on so much, it just became something to make fun of. Every time somebody make a nice catch, I'd scream, you know, it's endorsed by Fred McGriff. So we brought Fred at the end of the show. We had Marshawn, Sue Bird, Jamal Crawford. It was fun.
Yeah, it certainly was. And I can't tell you how many times me and my friends, I was in Connecticut in high school, would laugh and try to throw balls into a trash can because that's the video we saw on ESPN as we were all just firmly, that's all we watched when we were growing up. I mean, hey, if I can throw a ball in a trash can, I can be a big leaguer.
I used to throw football at a tire when I had nobody to play catch with. Yep. You know, at least I'd have a target, and then I'd have to walk up the hill and pick it up. And it was a little bit of a incline. I didn't answer the first, though. The emotional part, I'd say only the very, very last thing, you know, just getting it out and not, you know, cracking your voice. I just the way I said my final words on that show. But earlier, when Marshawn Lynch... And I kind of almost didn't catch it as he did it. I had to think as he was saying it. He was thanking me for treating him the way I've always treated him that made other people see him as an okay guy. I'm not saying the words perfectly, but that was very touching. That's kind of remarkable. So I always got him, and I was always upset how people mischaracterized who he was.
No doubt.
He's a great guy. He's great a great dude. Teammate. He's a funny guy. He's a smart guy. He's a warm, you know, he's all the things people thought he wasn't. He just didn't want to do conventional interviews. Like, really, that was about it.
It's an incredible sign of respect that Kenny could have, you know, those kind of people join him there. That just doesn't happen very often in our business. I thought it was an amazing, amazing thing, Kenny. I do want to ask you, I know I heard you're going to do some Olympic coverage, but what is here in the future for Kenny Mayne? Anything you can kind of share with us? Any plans that move to the front burner now?
I have a meeting in 2 hours with NBC for the Olympics. That's the next thing I'm doing. There's a chance I have a phone call between you and that, and I've forgotten it. I'm not very good at, like, daytimer stuff. I just try to remember. I usually write a note on the kitchen counter where Gretchen puts out my vitamins, which I always forget as well. And then, not always.
There's sometimes. Just a pile of vitamins in his kitchen.
Yeah. It's accumulating. We have so many vitamins. No, I'm organized. It's sort of like controlled chaos, but I usually show up when I'm supposed to show. Like, if it matters, I'm there, and I'm there and stay late. But the intermediate stuff, like, I don't know. I had one call last week. The person texted me, "Are we still good for 11?" I'm like, "Sure, I'll be ready." Then I'm like, "Who in the hell is he? I have no idea who this
is." What am I ready for?
Well, what sport are you going to be on? Or do you find that out in this phone call today that you've got?
Yeah. I did was I kind of deposed her at the top to find out who's. Then I hated me. I was like, "Oh, I should have known that." But I used to do that when I was freelancing in TV. I would call every, like, say the Seahawks had a home game. I would get the black book out and call all the TV stations from Kansas City or whoever they were playing, right? And find out, are they sending a team? Because a lot of stations would send their reporter would get to go to the road games and report back and live shots and all that. Some stations didn't. So I would just kind of create a job. Hey, you guys aren't sending? I'll be your guy because I'm already here. Give me such and such money to pay my camera and so much for me, and we'll, you know, send you back what you need to do your show that night, right? And there'd be some times where, I mean, like with the Raiders, I do Mark Wilson. I know what Marcus Allen looks like, but I don't necessarily know the second inside linebacker who made a key fumble recovery. So you'd have to, like, interview people with no name stickers at their locker. And the first two or three questions were, what the hell does he do for a living? So how'd you guys do on your side of the ball? You know, like, just break the guy down. But, yeah, I've had to do that on a couple phone calls. So in answer, besides that meeting, I'm making commercials. I made one for a company called Olipop, Olipop. I actually use them because I've been trying to quit sugar when I don't take the vitamins. At least I'm cutting sugar.
Right.
And I name dropped them on a podcast, and they got a hold of me, and a couple days later we had a deal to make a commercial. So that's one way to do it. I also have my miniature golf series, if you see my Twitter. Me and a friend in Seattle, I went out to get some air for a couple weeks, and we just decided to go to a miniature golf course and have me comment on 4-year-olds playing miniature golf.
Amazing.
And somehow there was an app there for that, and I went back to Olipop people and said, "Hey, I got like 4 more ready to run," and they sponsored that. So, but like my calling Kansas City TV stations, sort of day by day. But no, there's some other slightly more permanent things. I'm, you know, something will happen.
Are you on Cameo, by the way? Because
I might do it for our charity. We have a foundation.
Yeah.
Where we help veterans with leg issues like mine. I got mine ruined in football. They've had theirs ruined in other ways.
Run Freely.
Yeah, runfreely.org. And what's really amazing is since May 10th, when I put out that tweet that I was leaving, we've raised enough for 6 new veterans to get. And in fact, I just approved them yesterday. That was kind of cool.
Awesome.
I told Ryan,
that's awesome.
I charge, like, go for 6. Do it. He had a list of here's the next 6. That I've either approved already, or they contacted him. It's something good for Washington, and it's a device for those who don't know that you slip into it and then you put that in your shoe, and it's not like those infomercials at 3 a.m. This one's real, and it changes their life. Like, it changed my life. I can play golf. I can play football. I can take hikes with Gretchen. I can run with the dogs. I can do anything with no pain. But if I did it without the brace and just, you know, wear tennis shoes, I'd be limping around for 2 days. So these other veterans have, you know, some of them more serious than mine, some about the same. And it just lets them have the freedom to go do stuff pain-free. I mean, that's a pretty good
job. He is a Raiders stringer and miniature golf broadcaster, Kenny Mayne. It's been a pleasure, Kenny. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Kenny.
Kenny Mayne, isn't that great?
Awesome.
That was
really
fun to just catch up with him, see what he's doing. Very nice.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.